I had killed a man. I thought about how he looked, how I had felt. I remembered looking down at him, the M16 in my hands, my forearms aching from the tension of holding it. I remembered looking down at him and feeling my own face torn apart. I thought of the other one, too. It was a nightmare. A nightmare of me crouching somewhere listening to the enemy above. Maybe they wouldn't see me. Just take a shot to see if I was there. The wounded were taken out first. Our squad was on perimeter patrol while others lifted the litters onto the choppers. The throaty sound of the mortars could still be heard, and the incoming fire was getting closer. They were calling in artillery to shut down the incoming mortars, even though it was estimated that the mortars were almost on top of us. The first choppers lifted off and the others started coming in. I couldn't believe they would come in with all the heat in the area, but they came. Great insects, angry and buzzing over the steaming jungle, ignoring the fact that every hostile in the area was trying to bring them down. Any direct hit would bring death to the entire crew, and they all had to know it. And they still came. I looked over my shoulder at the choppers as they landed, blowing away the loose grass and debris on the ground. A glassine bandage wrapping danced across the area between the huts, flattened itself momentarily against the small, still body of a dead NVA soldier, and then flew off into the jungle. The chopper crews. They were the stuff of heroes, swooping from the skies like great heavenly birds, gathering the angels who had fallen below. When we got back to the compound, Pee-wee couldn't walk. He jumped from the chopper, and his legs gave way under him. Johnson had to carry him to the hooch. They got him back to our hut, and Gearhart got a medic over. "Get the fuck away from me," Pee-wee told the medic.
"Let him look at your legs, soldier." Captain Stewart was in our hooch.
"Ain't nothing wrong with my damn legs," Pee-wee said. "All I need is a cigarette."
Captain Stewart gave him a cigarette, and he lit up. The medic told Pee-wee again to relax while he took his pants off. Pee-wee took his own pants off. He was right. There wasn't anything wrong with his legs. I laughed and Pee-wee laughed and we were all laughing. Then Pee-wee started coughing from the cigarette and the medic gave him some water. Stewart left after saying something about how good we had done. Gearhart came over and talked with us for a while. Just small talk. He was shaken from what we had been through. Nobody got used to it. Good.